Even just one yesterday thought means starting over. Even just one yesterday thought means starting over. We want to live in a master awareness. We want to be aware of our divine self. We want to be aware of our divine calling. We want to be aware of who we truly are. And once we get a glimpse of it, we want to stay with that. We do not want to let yesterday's thoughts of saying we don't know, saying that we are not spiritually illumined, saying that we are not divine. One yesterday thought that says those things tears down the fabric of our growth and our expansion and our awareness of our divinity. Just one. One little thought. One little drop of ink in a glass of water makes the glass of water very cloudy and very unkind. And this is what one little thought does in our consciousness that says there are things we have yet to learn. There are things we have yet to reveal to ourselves. There are things that we have yet to go out, mountains to climb and rivers to swim and oceans to ford. What is it that we're doing? What is it that we're doing? We are saying it is yet to be done. Now, if we have the wisdom to realize that every thought we have is pure and good, and we want to demonstrate it in our life, and so, therefore, we have the thought now, and should any thought come up that tries to tear us down or tries to say, well, yesterday they did this, or yesterday this was a great experience, or wasn't that something that was a terrible experience, and I'm always having trouble and making a terrible line of thought for ourselves. And when we do that, then we have to start over again. We have to let go of all of those thoughts that say we cannot do it, that we have yet to learn how to do it. We have a saying, and the saying is, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. No. We don't object to that, because we all realize that the divine in us can readily know all things. And we can be tuned in to the divine within us, and when we tune in to the divine in us, we too know all things. However, just one little thought that says, I don't know, whether it's related to the divine or related to the human attitude or whatever, one little thought, it tears down the fabric of our trust in ourselves, of our belief in ourselves, of our awareness of ourselves that says, I know that I know that I know. Yes, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. I know all things. I know all. All is revealed to me right now, and it's wonderful. It's so wonderful that it's revealed to me right now because I didn't have to dig. I didn't have to research it. I didn't have to figure out somewhere it came from it. I didn't have to worry about it one little bit. I just knew that I say, I know that I know that I know, and the divine in me knows the answer. I just know that. And when I say I know that, then that's for me. That's what I am. When I say I know that, then that's what's being revealed in my world. That's what's being revealed in my life. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Now, you say, well, don't you have to say it about something? No. No, because your mind is knowledgeable, it's aware. Your brain tunes into the universal mind and is one as the universal mind, and all the knowledge of the universal mind is revealed to it right now, and it is done. It is fantastic. It is glorious. It is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It is something that it just blows the mind, and how great it is. Think about it. Think about it. Think about how important it is. Even just one thought of yesterday means starting over. So we must think, if we will, that every thought that's in our mind, in our attention, is a fresh new thought. A never thought before. A thought that has never breathed the breath of life before for us. That it has always existed, that's fine. But for us, it has never been demonstrated in our thinking, in our attitude, in our life. And so, as I give it power, as I give it recognition, as I give it the fullness that it is, then it begins to demonstrate itself in a beautiful, fantastic, glorious, wonderful way. Now, how can it give itself that beautiful, fantastic, glorious way to demonstrate itself in our life? Well, I let go and let these divine thoughts, I know the divine in me knows the answer. I let go and let the divine in me know the answer. I let all of it come. Now, my mind, my brain is a very curious brain. It is interested in virtually everything. All it's really interested in everything. And so, as I'm interested in knowledge, I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and I know that knowledge. As I say, I am interested in how to bake a cake and what goes into the cake, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows how to make that cake. Oh, that's such a simple little thing. That's such an ordinary little thing. You read a cookbook or you've done... No, no, not for that particular cake. I know that I know that I know. Now, if I ask you to make some beautiful dish, some beautiful food dish, and I say to you, I would like to see these beautiful... Well, for instance... There's a way of making eggs that they are all sort of puffed up and beautiful and delicious and wonderful to look at and wonderful to eat. And I was with my brother in a restaurant one time in Northern California, and we went into this restaurant to have breakfast. And he said to me, Herbie, would you like to have this beautiful egg breakfast? I said, sure. So he ordered two servings. And the eggs were just delicious. It took the cook no more than the flip of a lid to have everything done and perfect and brought to us in its marvelous form. I said, Ray, that's wonderful. Oh, what a wonderful egg. My, I have not eaten an egg like that. So it's so good. It tastes fantastic. And he took me to his house. And at his house, it was time for breakfast the next morning. And he made those eggs himself, but he showed me what he did. He showed me how he said, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and he set right forth to do it. Now, he had made the eggs before, so he did have that experience before, but he didn't have it on the tip of his mind. But he had it on the tip of his mind when he said, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And speaking it like that, on the tip of his mind, he brought it forth and demonstrated it in a beautiful, wonderful, powerful way. And eating it at his home was even more glorious than eating it at the restaurant because he made extra large portions and he put out a beautiful toast to go with it. And it was just a glorious expression. We all have opportunities to say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. We all have the opportunity to say these things and realize that even just one yesterday thought means starting over. So if I had to say, okay, how do I do this? Now that's a yesterday thought. And we have to start over. We go right back to the basics. We go back to the beginning. And then the divine reveals itself in us as it, and then we know it. But if we were just to say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and go to it, we would have it. And we may not have it instantly and everything at the beginning because we are building up a confidence in ourselves to know that we are having it and following it. Because the truth comes to us, the wisdom comes to us, the divine reveals itself to us all the time. But we are not always receptive to it. We are not always open to it. And because we're not always open to it, it appears that we don't know it. It appears that it is not something that we have at the tip of our mind. Practice is what brings us all these beautiful things. And practice on limitation, who wants it? Practice on being unlimited. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Practice understanding that, saying that, living that, and demonstrating that in every area of life. And watch the magic flow and watch how you think to yourself, Godly Moses, this is good. This is neat. Oh, this is a fun thing to do. And it is a fun thing to do. Enjoy it today. Enjoy it in everything you do. And life is wonderful. You'll see, it has just begun being your now expression of the divine in you, expressing itself fully, completely, and wonderfully now. I love you. I love you. I love you.